AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Back ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Live for First Class Sounds. You know who it is. It's DJ Scream. Big Bang, Baby Jade, and everybody's favorite couple has pulled up to Big Facts. Cash Doll and Tracy T and their newborn, Cashton, is in the building. Cashton gonna answer a couple questions too.
Yeah,
what's up with y'all? How y'all feeling?
Feeling good, man.
I'm Gucci.
Hey, yep. Monique.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, girl.
Oh, I'm not Monique no more. When you see, I rapped the other day. You
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
I forgot.
Oh, my God. That right there, I'm like, I was just telling him in the car, like, okay, I'm Cash Doll again.
Yeah.
Oh, you had to get in the mold for a minute.
Yeah, because this is my first interview. I haven't did any. I was like, I'm chilling because, like, filming, you know, it's a
that
job.
That shit is hectic.
That is different. And then it's like being in the 80s period, it's like you got to wear a certain hairstyle. I got these ugly 80s wig. Yes, I said it. I told everybody on set. Like, the ugly press-on nails or no nails, the makeup.
But you made that shit look good, though.
I tried my best.
You made that shit look amazing. Like,
yes, that is, it's a
What you think about acting though? Like, you like?
I love acting. Yeah. I love acting. Like, you can sit still. Like, I can sit in one spot in Atlanta film for 4 or 5 months. I ain't got a every weekend 5 shows. I'm here, 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 here. I can't diet right. I can't do my skin routine because you got to get up and go. You losing clothes. You losing luggage. You missing flights. You losing money. It's just like go, 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 go. But when you acting, it's like you really get to settle and be yourself. You can do your skin routine. You can work out. You can diet.
You have an idea of your schedule.
So now you can plan things. I can be with my boys at home. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's cool. So they both like this.
Yeah. But how did Tracy T and Cash Doll meet each other? I'm just curious. Because y'all snuck that one on me.
Did they
sneak that on everybody? Did y'all know? Because I didn't know.
Here
they
we
just
go.
Popped out on them.
Right.
He always make a whole new story.
I'm going to tell you. Hold on.
No, don't let him tell y'all. Let's tell him together.
All right, you go. You say was part, on though. Me. You say the first part.
You was on me.
And then you was on me too.
No, I wasn't. So this what happened. I'm going to tell it.
You say Tracy.
Go back and forth with this
shit. It's big fact.
This is a big fact here. He was on me.
Yeah.
He was following me on Instagram, whatever. And then I did see him, you know, I was following Meek or whatever. And he was playing some of his music or something. And I felt like he was hard.
So this was a while ago.
This was a long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I started.
Like 2018 or something.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I started following him. And then, boom, he was in my DM.
What'd you say, bro?
I'm wrong.
What'd you say out the real? Trace?
Ain't no telling.
What's
what
up, Shotty?
What's going on?
Something like that, yeah. And I'm like, oh, he was quick with it, you know, but.
She was quick with the response.
No,
too.
I wasn't. So look, I'm like, okay, we was kicking it. He wanted the feature. He wanted a feature.
That would have, well, yeah, we need to do something.
After the first call, after that, he wanted to try the feature thing. And then we end up exchanging numbers. And we was texting, and we talked for a minute. Then we just stopped talking. Like, we stopped talking. Then Clubhouse. Mm-hmm. We was on the page. And he like, what happened? And I'm like, shit, we just lost contact, you know, whatever. And he like,
I'm going to tell y'all what it was. She was serious, and I was like.
I was never serious.
You can hear. I know, so you don't know what I'm saying. Listen, like, you can hear in the person's voice, like, boy, I can't even play with her, boy. I'm playing too much right now. I heard no voice. She wasn't. She wasn't one
going.
Of them. She
wasn't going.
She wasn't one of them. Like,
yeah, she wasn't going.
They got to come correct. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There wasn't no plan.
I ain't tolerating all that.
You can hit the shit in the
butt.
But
if we kicking it, you know, at friend stage, you kick it, you kick it. It's like there's no rules when y'all just friends and getting to know each other. But, you know, I was just like, what's up? It was just like,
yeah.
I wasn't on it like, okay, we're in a relationship or we're not. It was just that we talked and I'm not playing with all that.
Yeah.
That stuff Tracy was doing.
Yeah.
Too much. You need it. Yeah. So, So, anyway, then we get on Clubhouse and we was playing Fuck, Marry, Kill or something. Then he ended up.
And she said my name. She wanted me to marry, kill.
See, this is why we can never have a book.
Go ahead, baby.
No. Go ahead and lie.
You take the stage, baby.
Go ahead and lie.
I ain't gonna lie.
Okay, what happened? I was on you. I said.
You want to marry, kill, and everything else? And she. And that was the green light.
No, y'all.
Y'all brought it to reality.
Yeah.
Yeah, then I end up coming here to film the first season, BMF. And then I needed a chef. I was like,
so
I hit him.
DM me.
I just said I hit him. I did. And asking for a chef or whatever, and he's like, "I'm coming with him.
Yeah.
You can't use my chef, and I ain't coming." So I'm like, "Come on, you know I'm here in the A. I don't kick it with nobody." I'm like, "Okay, I got me a friend I can kick it with. You know, whatever." So he pulled up with the chef, and he ain't left.
Crazy part about that. You remember I was trying to get the chef and you had him cooking for her.
Exactly.
You remember that shit?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I called the dude. He over like, come over here, cook for
Trey. I need something on lamb chop, man.
That's crazy. Yeah, Phil, he came with the chef and he ain't left, y'all. And look at him.
What's the big
Look at him, man.
This is the whole argument. Tracy is not about to let me act like you wanted me too. Like, he ain't playing that. That's our argument all the time. Like, boy, calm down. Obviously, I want your ass. I'm with you.
Clearly, it was mutual because now we have Cashton.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Gotcha.
Yeah. So what's the biggest key in a relationship, y'all feel like? Most people are going to say communication. But what's y'all biggest key for rocking with each other and making it work?
I feel like learn how to keep each other happy. You know what I'm saying? If you fuck with somebody, you need to know that person. And shit, as long as everybody's smiling, you know what I'm saying?
Right, love language.
You feel me? As long as everybody's smiling, that shit is going to outweigh a lot of the frowns. Mm. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think it's knowing your person's language.
For sure.
Because, you know, like, I could want quality time all the time. And he could want, his thing.
He might think that he needs to buy you shit.
So he thinking, I got to buy her stuff because I like to buy stuff. But at the end of the day, that's not my language. But
I just want to sit and watch a movie.
You know, or I just want to feel special, just the little things. So it's like we really liked each other.
I want to go to the zoo.
Like outside of love, we liked each other a lot, and we both wanted it.
That's important.
I think that's important.
Yeah, both want that shit. That would
want
that shit.
I think that's important too, because if you want it, you're gonna always do what you gotta do to keep it up.
Like, right.
Yeah. So.
Yes.
But communication is key, though. I can't lie.
You gotta communicate.
So look, I got a question because. On Big Facts Friday, we had like a whole discussion about being toxic, right? So I said that a lot of people, especially like females, when they're toxic in relationships, they're not being toxic because they are trying to be toxic. They just, that's all that they've seen and that's all that they know. So they really can't help it because they don't know anything else. Mm-hmm. And Black's opinion was that when you're wrong, and you know you're doing wrong, and blah, 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 whatever, whatever. So
it's just like right now, both of y'all done had past relationships that probably was toxic. Mm-hmm. But they knowing, I'm not finna come into this new shit toxic because I really want this.
Mm-hmm. That for sure.
So but if you doing something different, then that mean when you was in that relationship, you knew you were toxic. Mm-hmm. And you knew that shit was just, that's what it was. And
no, but I feel like they know now, because they've seen different, that they don't want that. But coming up in the initial stages and the beginning and all of that, the people that are really toxic, I feel like if that's all they've seen and that's all they know, and their mamas beat up their niggas and their aunties beat up their boyfriends and their sisters and their cousins used to fight and shoot at their niggas and bust out windows and shit, they don't know anything else. So that's they feel like that's how you're supposed to love.
Mm-hmm. But you still know what's right from wrong.
It's crazy. Both of y'all have a valid point, though, you know, because I've been around and listening to the conversations. And I hear girls like, nah, because I'm just, and I be like, damn, you really take it that far?
Right.
Like, and I ain't going to lie, I ain't going to sit up here in front.
And like, they just didn't like it's
really
normal.
Took it there. I never bust a nigga car windows out. I never sliced no tires. If I'm lying, they'll tell you. You know, but I never took it there. I just be too chill. Like, I ain't doing all
that. It's not even worth all that. Like, too much.
But yeah, it's like, I just be too chill. Like, I'm not doing that. But girls be like, nah, nigga, do that. I'm pulling up.
So you think she don't know that she's toxic, though, when she doing that?
I think she know.
That's all I was saying.
I think
you know.
She know, but I think that she, that's what she, that's
accustomed to.
Her language, that's what she, that's how she feel that she expressed her love for the person.
But you know you being toxic.
That's what. But if that's all she's ever seen.
I think she of course she know, like, they would, like, it made sense, like, both on, like you say, both on right, because that what she doing, she know that what the fuck she doing. Like, it ain't no secret. She knows she tripping.
But I ain't tripping.
Yeah.
But I ain't tripping. I'm tripping, but I ain't tripping. You know how you make it?
She doing what she
but
do.
But at the end of the day, these niggas make women toxic.
Amen.
Well, I can't be both ways, though.
I think it's both ways.
No. It be them. Girl, I'm telling you.
We're emotional creatures by nature.
You don't think a woman can make a man toxic, though?
Y'all like, do all of that. Like,
man,
you remember when now you got to respond like that.
That's just...
So that's like,
here we go with this shit.
What I was saying...
Here we go with this shit.
What I was saying on that toxic shit, I think that toxic shit...
In a relationship, girls be all in, head over heels, da-da-da-da.
That ain't how I go in high school and middle school and shit. Nope.
Abroad done broke a nigga heart
and he done turned toxic.
Every nigga broke a nigga heart
and he done went toxic.
Broke a nigga's heart. I ain't never heard Scream talk like that.
I'm just saying, it's the truth, though. It's the truth.
Man, let me get a shot of this shit.
Go for it.
Take a shot.
Golly.
Go for it.
This is crazy.
Them facts, Scream.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it starts somewhere. It don't just start. As adults.
Look at this nigga.
And it started at home.
It
started
at home.
It does start with his mama.
And it could start. With, it could start with her. It could start with her daddy.
But who started? And I'm finishing it. Right now, telling y'all that y'all started. Dude started.
Yeah, because like I said, journey, women are emotional your journey, by nature.
Did you break a heart first, or was your heart broken in your
my
life
My heart
journey?
Was broke. My well, my first, my heart was broken first.
Okay. Before that, you
my heart broke.
Before that, you never broke a heart.
Before that, have I ever broke a heart?
Side eye. You saw
I don't
that
think
side
so.
Eye.
Not as far as you know.
Not as far. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, not as far as
see, the one thing about women, though, they got a reason why they don't feel like they broke your heart. But a nigga can feel like my heart was broke.
Right.
She can say that and feel like what I did wasn't really shit because I told you I don't want you no more. This shit could have destroyed this man, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your fault because...
How?
Because you're a man and you're supposed to take that shit. You're a man you're supposed to deal with that shit.
Yeah, you're a man.
Because at the end of the day, it didn't work. What? How am I wrong because I don't want this? No,
you're not
I
wrong.
I 100.
But you're not wrong, but you still could have broke his heart, though. He could have had his whole heart.
There's levels to this heartbreaking shit.
Facts.
Oh, God.
True story.
Let's be clear.
Them facts.
True
them
story.
Facts.
True
okay, because that's the
it's malice heartbreak and unintentional heartbreak.
There you go.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, you're right. But so, still, yeah. If your heart broke at the end, it's still broke.
That motherfucker ain't
it's broke. It's broke. But, and you know, like, I respect certain heartbreaks because some of them be, you was communicate with me, you kept it real, you didn't mislead me, you didn't make me have to find out you didn't want me no more, you told me. Mm-hmm. I don't want this no more, but then some of them just be massive, man.
Yeah, and then you got an ignorant facts. Heartbreak due to lack of communication.
Mm, yeah.
I can go for that.
Yeah. Because I don't think they going to communicate before the heart broke, you know what I'm saying? He going to know that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
She
yeah.
going to know that's coming, however, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's gonna be in the air. Yeah, it's going to be in the air.
You yeah, so you need
coming.
To strap up your boots, big dog, or
yeah,
your shit is about
man.
To go
it's coming.
Down.
Yeah. Poke out your chest and
when a woman
your feet.
Is trying to tell you, listen, until she, when she stop,
when she stops talking,
and stop trying to tell you what you're doing
oh,
wrong,
yeah,
how
dead,
to fix
Fred.
It, it's over.
You're dead.
So when she's
yeah.
talking,
vice versa, though.
Listen.
Mm-hmm. It's vice versa, though.
But some
nah,
dudes
but niggas
don't know
will
how to
stop talking, and
some...
niggas will stop communicating,
yes.
like, before anything has ever happened, because... they don't necessarily know how to get out what they're trying to get out, not because it's necessarily something that the woman has done.
Exactly. Exactly. And it be like that. That's why...
Yeah, let's get into that.
That's
let's
why every other
that.
Week...
yeah.
Said some shit then. Well,
yeah.
Every other week, me and Tracy got to have a... You good?
We be chilling.
You all right? Okay, well, I'm good.
You know how we don't get to that point? Because we put that shit in each other's face. Like
yeah.
Man,
we
got to talk.
You got
to.
You ain't
like
talking.
This.
You ain't fucking with your folks. Like, what the fuck y'all together for if y'all can't even... communicate
yeah.
on them levels. Y'all gonna sit there and have a silent arguments or something?
Mm-hmm.
That shit just build other problems.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's other shit going on. Cut the smile shit.
That
when
shit
you cut
builds
the
resentment.
Yeah, mm-hmm. when you really cut yes. the jet, you know what I'm saying? Put it on the table.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, well, every other week, you good? I'm good.
How you
good?
Feeling, babe?
I'm good.
You know what I'm saying? What we doing, babe? All right, you good?
Yeah.
Shit, we, you know what I'm saying? That my player partner, man. That my girl, that my baby mama. It's everything. That my player partner, you know what I'm saying?
That's my dog.
I ain't
my
met one
right
like
here.
Him.
That's my
so,
nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
We good.
Yeah, for yeah. sure.
Is it important for y'all to, like, be fans of each other, too, and critics of each other?
Hell
is that
yeah.
important?
She got me dropping this shit like I'm dropping this shit. She got me back
you
dropping
You told me
shit.
That. You told me that on the phone.
I was
yeah.
dead serious.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Try to put that battery in my back. Like, hey man, what you doing? You too. Like, come on.
Well, you would go
take
cash because I don't try everything
dog.
To get him to drop his
it
music.
Too hard. Like, it don't make
facts.
Sense. And I done watched this man record himself, set his mic up, do it, send it to get mixed, and just like I'm an artist that I never did that myself. So I was like,
mm-hmm.
and then you just wrote this. You sometimes mm-hmm. don't write. Just gonna go in. I'm like, oh,
mm-hmm.
you fancy. You could be doing this, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm like, this for real? Like, niggas be making that money. Like, I'm like, come on now, 200, 300, 400 a show? You need that.
We, you know what I'm saying?
We need it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No
yeah.
way. And everybody fuck with him. We outside.
Facts.
It's mad respect. Everybody
yeah.
got love for him. It's like, that's what you're supposed to be doing. And you passionate about it.
It takes some people to bring certain shit out of some
people. Out of
people.
Yeah, because he bring out certain stuff in me. Like, I was, you heard my music, fuck a nigga. For sure. Like, I was serious. Now it's like I got a soft spot. Like, I really, I feel womanly. Like, all right, don't make me feel too bad.
Yeah, let's grab out of it.
I'm still a G. I'm still a G. I'm still from the D. And then Cassie came, and I'm just soft. Like, yeah. It's just over. Like, yeah.
He runs shit for real. He the one running all this shit. Yeah,
the
he
baby,
runs shit.
The baby, the boss.
Yeah, he running the shit.
Yeah.
What you think? What you think it was that was just making you like hesitate or procrastinate on putting the music out?
Cause I was doing everything else. I put more energy and time to everything else, but what the fuck I need to be putting my time into? You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like I got this shit, but when this shit ain't making money, life going on, it hard to put a lot of energy into something when you ain't got no residual out this shit, mm-hmm. no income out the shit. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, damn.
You think that's really like a curse of a nigga who already have emotion? Mm-hmm. You think that really kind of cursed their career? Like, shit.
Yeah, because some nigga go hard when they ain't got nothing else, when they ain't got that, but like, this shit gotta work. Yeah. And that's all they gonna do.
Yeah, yeah.
So, mm-hmm. yeah, it'd be like a curse.
Yeah, you already.
Yeah, this before the music can't make me.
Yeah, exactly.
I made me. The street made me.
Yeah, exactly.
So mm-hmm. it's hard to get that shit all when you got other shit going on.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
No, for
legit
real.
Shit, all kind of shit. You yeah. know what I'm saying?
And Tracy ain't gonna be broke.
Nah.
He ain't doing it.
Never have.
He gonna go left.
Right.
His intention could be on this, on the music. But if he feel like, man, shit ain't make me no money, I like money.
She need he to work today.
Right back over here.
Y'all putting out 20, 30, 40,000 right here.
Right.
I need 80,000 back tomorrow.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
And you know what this
music
shit. I
can't be shit. Hoping this shit come back and they don't got that. I done spent that money. Like, yeah. Damn. I spent this shit. I ain't got nothing. Like, come on, man.
And then, but you know what comes, you got some sacrifices. You know what I'm
so
saying?
So that's what she done taught a nigga a lot. Like,
sometimes you got to weigh that shit out.
Exactly.
Because for the longevity, right long term, mm-hmm. yeah. you know, mm-hmm. like I get them though. Because I was, you know, I was dancing back in 2013. And I stopped making $26,000 one night, $9,000 one night, just $7,000 one night to, oh, I'm about to trust this dream and making $800 a show. And my shows ain't coming in like that. I trusted it. I dropped that shit and just trusted it. And I believe that I reap the benefits by keeping mm-hmm. my faith.
Mm. And right.
Hey, so that's why I be trying to tell him, like, shit, I was doing this too, babe. But you got to just have faith and just believe and
be patient.
Keep it going. You know what I'm saying? Because when you have a gift, you got it for a reason.
For sure. Like,
you should use
for
it.
For sure. For
you know
sure.
What I'm
that.
Ain't
you
no,
have to
I
nourish
mean,
it so it can flourish.
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm.
And I ain't going to lie. Since I got wood and I've been dropping this shit, it's been going up and up and up and up and up. So it's like, alright.
She might know what she's talking about.
You know what I'm saying? Alright. I might need it that. Alright. That's what a nigga
right,
needed, man.
Right.
Shit making sense now. You know what I'm saying? They paying attention to this shit. Alright. Well, let me keep dropping this shit then.
For sure. They said they need Elsa's.
When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
You think some of that shit that might have slowed you down was like just having weird deals or just the deals and all that type of stuff?
I mean, I ain't gonna say weird deal, weird situations.
Yeah.
With deals.
Because you had like three of them, right?
Yeah. Shit, we get into that.
What happened?
Your first deal was with homie, that passed away.
RIP. Yeah.
That was Swagger Wright when he had Swagger Wright check
was out. Oh, yeah. Then got that MMG.
What happened with that?
Everything was cool, but shit, it was just it was some shit over my head that I ain't go for. That makes sense.
I don't know what.
You got to break it down, Trey.
You signed too.
We were at the same time.
I was.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, let's get it. Yeah.
Man, I'm signed with Maybach, right?
Yeah.
Boom. Nigga come with everything going smooth. A nigga come with a fake contract who I used to talk to fuck with in 09. Talking about he was supposed to be in management.
Mm-hmm.
But this fuck nigga come with a whole fake contract with my signature on the contract. And come to find out him and Rose cool. So they try, I'm like, hold on. Nigga trying to slick extort me or something?
Oh, so the nigga came with the contract like he want in on your MMG.
Yeah. And then Rose telling me shit, just go with it. I'm like, go with it. Know what the hell y'all got going on?
But you gonna have to give up more or it was gonna be the same? Was he gonna get to about his part?
Man, it was a fucked up contract where my name was on. So what the fuck I'm finna go forward with it for? Hey, I done came too far for that.
Yeah.
I sit this shit out before I got damn let a nigga stalk me like that.
So what ended up happening?
Shit, I got with my lawyer and I got him got me out the contract.
Okay. Out of both of them.
The other one didn't exist. That was some fake shit, man.
So why the hell we had to get out the other? Why we got?
Cause
to get...
the nigga act like he was fucking with what home was saying.
Oh.
So it's like, damn. I'm like, I'm signed to you. The nigga think I'm lying or something. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn. Like fuck this shit. Then y'all nigga ain't finna be acting funny with me and goddamn. The fuck I'm on the label for.
Yeah.
I kept it all the way silent. And I ain't finna be uncomfortable or no sucker for none of this shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm feeling better than I ever felt by standing on what the fuck. I can't sleep at night knowing a nigga extorting me and knowing this shit going on. How the fuck I'm gonna sleep comfortable at night?
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit. That shit ain't that. I ain't going that way for it. I stand on what I stand on and this shit gonna come how it's supposed to come and it's coming. And I'm happy I stood on what I stood on.
Fact. You still look 25 though.
I be damn, I'm paying another nigga. For now.
Younger every year.
I think it's the curls.
Girls for the girls.
Yeah.
For what? Yeah.
Curls for the girls.
Which one?
Waves for the my babe. Curls for my curls for my girl. Waves for my babe.
You just gotta keep pushing whatever it is.
Yeah, for sure.
That shit better than it ever been right now, man. And I'm happy. I'm happy. Everything's smooth.
There ain't no bad blood or none of that.
Oh, no, it wasn't never no bad blood. Rose got down. He was pushing for a nigga. He was fucking with a nigga like strong.
Yeah.
He did some shit. He pushed for a nigga. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I respect that. But just as a business man, I just don't feel that was a good business decision for me to stay right there and the type of shit that's going on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I got mad little phone. After I got out the contract, I dropped the project. I mean, before I dropped the project, he jumped on it, made sure he jumping on my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it was never no bad blood. It was just when I went going for the business that was going on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because that matter at the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah. Like, this shit gets blowing up. This nigga going to be, other nigga going to be all in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck I'm gonna do that for?
And let no nigga take nothing.
Come on, man. I came too far to let a nigga do me like that, man.
Facts.
Facts. Yeah. Big facts.
Cash, how much can you tell us, although not enough, about BMF Season 2? What can you tell us?
And that shit crazy.
Okay.
It's crazy.
What up, brother Lamar?
What can you tell us, Jay?
Huh?
What can you tell us?
Hello. Right. Hold on.
She's not here right now. Yeah, right. Hold on.
I mean, it's going to be really good. It's better than the first season.
That shit going to be off the chain.
Okay.
For real.
It's crazy. The story is just crazy, man. That's it. Because I don't want to say something to 50 like Cash.
Right.
Yeah, they're supposed to be tripping.
Yeah, they be tripping on set, man. So
when you got the call for it, like, did it seem real?
What? Listen. First off, look, it's so crazy because I DM 50. I was just in his DM. Put me in something. I'm sending him videos of me acting like I'm shooting shit. Like, I really know how to do the acting shit. 50, put me in something. So he ain't sending it till after, you know, I end up getting it or whatever. But I always want to work with 50. Like, that's my dog right there. Mm-hmm. And so when they told me, like, BMF is casting, they about to start filming, I'm like, shit. Hell yeah. All right, what I got to do? So they sent me the script, everything. I did, it was around COVID time. So, you know, you had to do the
read and all that.
Yeah, the read and all that on camera. So I sent in a video and it was like, she called. And I'm from D. So it was like a little leverage I had there.
Yeah.
Then I had to send another one for another person, which was Monique. And they wanted to see if I can ace that. And I sent it in and 50 called me himself.
Mm.
So I'm like, hello? And he like, what's up, Cash? You know his voice, you know? And I'm like, 50, you calling me to tell me I got the role? Like, what's up?
Yeah.
I'm like, tell me right now. And he like, yeah. I'm like, I was just happy as hell. It was like a day, like, my dad passed, and it was on my dad's birthday. I'd be sad, and that's the day he called me. I just be feeling like everything aligned and stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm a real spiritual person, but I ain't gonna go there. But so I was just excited because it's like, growing up in Detroit, BMF was like the biggest. They were the biggest ballers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was young, but I knew my mom, my uncles, everybody, they was into that. So it was like, hold on, I'm about to be a part of BMF. The story, a series that 50 producing, like, it can't get no better. So that was surreal. And I'm just grateful and honored to be a part of it.
You had played in a couple of movies before, right?
Hell yeah. In Detroit, Buffed Up, 211. I always wanted to act. Like,
Buffed Up, that shit was it.
Buffed Up was good. Yeah, the Cartiers, you know, Detroit, we love them buffs. And that's our thing. And
you killed that shit.
And I think it's on Tubi now or something.
Man,
like
just
that.
Google that shit. You'll find
it. It's So I always wanted to do the acting. I just was, you know, waiting for my opportunity, keeping my faith and doing everything I could do because I did Birds of a Feather too.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah. So.
For y'all brands, people who have brands and followings, like, how do y'all balance, like, putting on for y'all fans but keeping people out your business, if that makes sense? Like, you gotta let people in your business but keep them out. Like, what's the science of that? Because y'all seem to do real good at it.
I'd be the one fucking shit up.
What you mean?
She good at it.
Oh, okay.
Tracy don't care, honey.
Kyle just uploads some shit without thinking. Before she uploads shit, she got them.
Yeah.
Let it marinate, know how she's strategic with the shit.
Yeah.
Me, I just boom, 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 post the shit. Like, damn, why you ain't.
Can't take it down now.
I think I got it under control now.
like with me, not him. He's uncontrollable. But I got it under control with the balance and the privacy and still giving him something because I've been through it. I've been doing this since 2014, you know, and I've learned how too much could do and how nothing, too less could do. So I just found out, okay, I can give them this, I can give them that, because I always been in like private relationships. This is my first time ever attempting to do something like this. So I'm like, you know what? They don't know that. And I felt like people thought I was too hard as a woman. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't know me. They just get my music. They get what I upload. And that's it. You don't know that I'm really a sweetheart.
Yeah.
So it's like once people start seeing a little softer side of me, I start gaining different fans and different people because now they can relate to me more.
Right.
And so I'm like, okay. And then when me and him met and we like our chemistry was there and it was like genuine, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try it. I'm going to try this.
Yeah, let's see how this shit goes.
Let's just see. You know what's the worst can happen. You know what I'm saying? And so I just balancing this out, really. That's why I don't want my son on the internet just yet. Because I can't take it, y'all. I'll be ready. I'm the Detroit going to come out over cash.
Crash out by them
it's
kids.
It's coming out. I'm pulling up. Crash out by mask. Sure. Yeah.
Mask. I said, you pull up with the mask on. Don't even play with them, y'all. Don't even play.
Babe,
she's jet serious.
The fucking trunk.
Jet serious, huh?
So yeah, that I just feel like is you give them some because you want to let them in, you want them to know, but you gotta also have some things to yourself.
You gotta protect your peace, man.
You gotta filter that shit.
Yeah, protect your peace. Yeah.
Tracy T, your podcast is on your Instagram. You been doing game all day long on your Instagrams. You got your podcast. Yeah,
you gotta come to the Big Fat Friday when we just be sitting around talking about regular subjects.
Yeah.
I'm definitely coming.
We gotta get you on.
Wait,
you gonna love that.
Next tape and have them that screen.
For sure.
We film four of them every time. So.
Yeah. I can't wait.
That should be dope though.
Yeah. Cause I just feel like, man, you know, the Instagram platform, it just not even the Instagram platform, the world, man. We in, man. This shit so crazy, so fucked up in so many different directions of thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
When the basics is what everything blossom off of. So we gotta take this shit back to the basic, the real code, the real shit.
Facts.
And that's what a lot of folk ain't. They don't give a fuck about none of that no more. So it's like I still stick to that. I still live by that. You know what I'm saying? So when I say this shit, it be what I be want to say, what other motherfuckers be want to say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You think standing on certain codes and morals these days make you like a
dinosaur?
Yeah.
You know what, cause I be like, damn,
don't nobody do that shit no more. Yeah, yeah.
Stand on shit no more. It ain't no code. And I just be like, damn, I just stay away from it. Stick to what I'm doing and stay in my own bubble, man.
I think that's what everybody do. Just like, but is that the problem, though?
That's the problem.
That is the problem.
That everybody's just going in the shell like, shit, I'm just going to make sure my people straight.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Because it's hard. That shit hurts you. It hurt another way when you trying to, you know what I'm saying? And that shit ain't coming like that when you really putting it out there like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You could try to get these niggas and try to do shit, but they so fucked up right now. It's give me right back.
You go ahead.
Yeah. You say they so fucked up. What? See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You say it's so fucked up. What, Trey?
It's so fucked up. It make you don't even wanna tap into it. It like you would put that time and energy into trying to better different situation with people. And niggas ain't respecting none of it.
Period.
They ain't what they don't give a fuck about that.
It really put you in it.
Yeah. And so now I'm in some whole other shit because this what you got going on. Really, I'm trying to better your situation.
Yeah.
Right.
So to protect my motherfucking peace.
And to prevent the cross contamination.
Right, I'm going
to
stay in my
bubble.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
What's the difference though between like, let's say when you was coming up and you older people might have been trying to tell you, hey, Tracy,
he respected it.
You respected it. You feel like you respected it.
I was a sponge. I was one of the niggas who I sat around older niggas. I sat around older niggas and
on purpose. Trying to learn.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the difference.
Yeah.
These days niggas already know.
Yeah, they already know.
Everything figured out.
Already know.
Yeah.
Huh? But I'm just saying. But niggas in their mind,
told me. I already know. So
they done been through it all.
Yeah. Exactly. On the internet.
Been through shit.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So how you know?
Right.
You feel me? Everything I know from experience.
Exactly.
Right.
You know watching my folks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's all what you want out this shit in the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They can play any role they want to, but what you want out this shit, it gonna show.
You were saying to the young folks, I think the other day your thing was, man, just get you some money, right? That's what you were saying.
Like I'm saying, get your money. But just don't get the money. Know what you want to do. Because you can get the money and that shit ain't nothing. Yeah. You can lose that shit quick as you can get it.
Yeah.
You got to know what you're going to do with this shit and know how to lose.
Yeah. So what advice would you give to a young nigga with you being the hustler that you are, the entrepreneur, you know, with you
from
knowing
both
how
of y'all,
to...
Because both of y'all
get
money. Like,
yeah, get that shit, maintain it, flip it, and make it grow. Yeah. What advice would you give to a young nigga or a young female that's trying to, you know, step into the hustler world, the entrepreneur world, but they're kind of like starting out flat?
It's going to... Everybody start out flat. You know what I'm saying? It just take your hustle, your ambition. You got to want it. That's the difference between somebody want it and somebody who think it's supposed to be come to them. You're going to get out there and get that shit. And you got to want it, man. You got to want it. If you want it, go get it. It's so many fucking ways to get some money out here, man.
More than ever.
It's so many
more
ways.
More than ever. Mm-hmm. Ain't no excuse.
It's ain't no excuse. More than so ever. Many ways to get you some cheese.
You ain't got
to
leave your house.
You feel me? Especially you know the day you on your phone, you can sit back and work your phone.
Yeah,
they paying a nigga to do reels.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me? And nigga want to do everything else, but get the money.
Nigga want to make excuses.
Yeah, excuses ain't bringing them no cheese. Niggas ain't feeling sorry for nigga no more, man.
Hell nah. Yeah.
Especially when it's so much money, I had a nigga to give you the game to get the money. Yeah. Shit, you know what you fumbling. So you gotta take that. You gotta look in that mirror at that point. You know what I'm saying? That's when you make a.
Oh God!
You gotta look in that mirror, and make a second decision. Like, hey man, this gonna work or it ain't.
This what I'm gonna be.
This what I'm gonna be. Yeah. This what I'm gonna do. Yeah. Stop playing out here in these streets, boy. Yeah. Stop playing, cause time going, boy.
Hey, the Tracy T podcast on the way, man.
In our era, I guess it was hustlers. It was raised hustlers.
Nah, it was hustlers.
Yeah,
everybody.
But see, our music was some hustle shit too. We've been here before. A lot of our music was some player shit. Some hustle shit. There was some gangster shit, but a lot of it was some hustle shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we hear over and over and
now
over.
Everybody just stick slanging now. That was switch slanging. Yeah, that was going
that
on.
That's what it is, though. But you got, we just got to go back to our parents around their age. At first, they were hustling, the bootleggers, like before folks. They were bootleggers. Yeah. Then the generation came of our parents. They were the smokers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then the smokers made us hustlers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
All right, while we hustling, what we made our kids?
Y'all be spoiled as hell.
Spoiled. That's what I'm saying. Entitlement.
Yeah.
You made a bunch of entitlement.
And I swear I pray.
That's what it is.
Exactly
when I pray
what it
for
is.
Him, when I pray for my family, I pray that I have a good balance on spoiling him and him knowing what responsibilities is and being motivated to make his own money.
Mm-hmm.
So he just got his first booking. He got booked to take
y'all
pics.
Booked up already, man.
He already made him.
Can't even walk.
He already got him an account. You know, I got him set up to where, and I can't wait for him to learn, oh, you want the ice cream? You're going to use your money, and you're going to buy it because that's what you want. So, but I think our kids is going to be spoiled because as hustlers, we don't want them to go through what we
went
through.
Yeah. But do spoiling them make them feel entitled?
Yes. Yeah. And that's why I was just saying, I'm praying that I have a balance there. I'm one of us. I'm a hustler. So
exactly.
I'm like, I'm praying I got balance there because they become spoiled. Tracy got some spoiled kids.
Like a month.
My babies too, they spoiled.
You got a son that just graduated too, right?
Yeah. Okay. Jake committed to Middle Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah. Football scholarship.
Okay.
That's all
right. Yeah, man.
That's all right.
Spoiled,
but I think he deserves it too.
He a great, but see, he handled it business.
Yeah,
you know what he graduated from school, great grades. He's respectful. He ain't out doing crazy stuff. He good. Well, so I don't know, y'all. With our kids, we just gotta just do our best.
Yeah, I feel you on that. What's the hardest part of being a hustler and a parent? Like
being away from them.
Being away from
cash, and I be dying.
Yeah.
I call every 3 minutes. What are you doing? Hey, Bubba, what are you doing? And then they like, can you stop calling? It's like, I be like, even though I need that me time, because for me to be a good mom, I have to go do things that I like and enjoy myself. And
right.
Just so when I come back, I'm refreshed. Like, I got to do that. But it's like, I can miss him, but still, I mean, I can want to have my little me time, but I still miss him. So I think that's the hardest part. And making all that money, and they, you want to give them everything. And so how you not give your baby, I'm just looking at these chains and all this stuff, I just want to give them everything.
Fucking right.
How he going to think he got to work for something? Yeah, he got it all.
Yeah.
So I think that's the hardest
gift and a curse.
That's the dilemma. Yeah. And it's just learning, because I didn't have it. I'm the oldest of six. So my mama had fucking five of us at 21.
So we didn't have nothing. So as soon as I was able to work, I'm about to get them, getting them Jordans. This money is mine, you know, and I had to hustle and get my stuff. I'm like, I don't know how this going to turn out, but.
Mm. You think the struggle make people stronger though?
For sure. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. It's the golden child, because every struggle didn't make a lot of people stronger. You can see it when you see them.
Mm. Broke some people.
Yeah, it broke some people. Yeah. So I think it's just the chosen ones that made us stronger and like, nah, I'm coming about this.
Yeah, ain't laying
break that curse, man.
Ain't laying down.
I ain't going out like that. Like, and you gotta have some type of pride up in there. Like, hell no, I ain't going out like that.
Oh yeah, we just had another conversation, Big Fat Friday. Do y'all think it take a certain amount of arrogance to even be successful?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Cash Doll came to a video shoot I did for one of my records. I'll never forget.
It was so long ago, right?
I know she was like, "Nigga, I'm it," and I just believed her. I ain't heard a song yet.
I'm the one.
Malita, she must, like, she it. Yeah. Just the confidence. That's why I was saying arrogance per se ain't bad. Like,
but confidence is the foundation of arrogance.
Yes.
Yeah. Because you're not going to overly believe that you're it unless you have the confidence within yourself to be like, I'm finna tell these motherfuckers that I'm it.
Yeah.
And I know that I'm it, and I'm finna make them believe I'm it. Yeah, like, right.
But it's a tactful way too. Like we were saying, then the next level is cockiness. Now, cockiness is people who just be kind of capping some time and don't have no receipts.
Not really.
Not really.
You can't say that though. Because guess what? I'm going to tell you, once you done goddamn prevailed,
and
off of your confidence, you're going to be cocky on certain motherfuckers that doubted you.
Yes.
Nah, that just come with it.
Yeah. You owe them that.
It just come with this shit.
Yes.
I'm
cocky, nigga. I owe some niggas.
That's
real shit. Nigga. You too.
That's some Atlanta shit, man. Because this is him. I be like, babe, he don't even deserve that. Don't even give him that energy. Nah, that nigga. Fuck nigga. No, no, no. I be like, oh, my God.
He going to get this.
Go.
Yeah, you got to get some.
See, me, I just play everything so smooth, like, but everybody's different. Mm-hmm. So I don't fault him for being like that, because that's how he expresses himself. But me, it's like a person that did that to me and they come back around, it's like, all right, you see me though. Mm-hmm. That's all I need to know, that you seen it. And you felt my energy when I was around. You
that's
felt
still
my
a sense
presence.
Of confidence, though.
Yeah, but it's like,
that's
I don't,
sense of confidence,
that's what I'm saying. We all got
confidence. You just verbal.
No,
you just verbal confidence.
Let me tell you, I'm not saying that I'm not. I'm saying, like, we got our different way. Like, that's his way.
We balance.
Mine be like that. Because I'm like, you see me iced up. You see me, you see where I'm at. You see me on BMF. You see me on Instagram. You see me with all the fly shit on. Yeah. You see all this shit. But I know you seen it, so I'm good. He gone.
FaceTime. Nigga, look, nigga told y'all, nigga, what's happening? What's happening?
Oh, y'all nigga thought, all right. Check me out. You see me, nigga.
And he gonna say something about it.
Why the billboard up? Right? You gotta see me, nigga. For y'all nigga to see me.
And I just be laughing because he's so fucking funny. He mean that shit. And I love it because it's so funny, crazy.
I'm a Libra.
Okay, I fuck with Libra.
What day
of your birthday? December, October.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, man, Libra, balance that shit out. Way well on a Libra scale.
And Libra, the only sign most compatible.
Compatible, yeah.
Yeah. In Aquarius.
I was praying for a Libra. I got one.
Yeah.
What are you?
I'm a Capricorn.
You're a Capricorn? Yeah. Oh, that's what Cash is. He's a Capricorn. I'm a Pisces.
I'm a Cancer.
Pisces, cool.
Yeah.
Everybody in cool. Yeah.
What you at, man?
Gemini. Taught it.
Virgo's cool, though.
Two different people.
Like a motherfucker. This or that. What it is.
Night and day.
Yeah. You bank or black? Which one going on?
That nigga be tripping.
About four niggas, bro. He bullshit. But I know we learning words on the Big Fact Friday too. Mm-hmm. So I accept accountability. I don't got it all. I got a glitch.
He's cognizant of the
glitch
fact.
In your matrix.
Yeah.
Yeah. That he does not.
Yeah, I'm cognizant of the fact
that he's
I have
burnt.
A glitch.
He glitch. Knows that he's burnt.
And that I need to. What's the other word? Ameliorate.
I
need to ameliorate the situation. That means I need to fix it.
Y'all, it's Atlanta shit.
Damn, you went there. Ameliorate.
Yeah.
All right, that's one of them, man. We got to ameliorate this shit, man.
He about to take that and run with it.
You got to.
Today, I'm going
to
hear ameliorate.
Bro, you got to come to the Friday. Well, I'm going to say it out of the car. You got to come to Big Fat Friday, bro.
I'm coming.
I need the energy, for real.
I can't wait to come.
For real.
We might need to make him an honorary forever guest.
I can't wait to come.
Yeah, he can't. can't. Yes. He gonna be here with bells on.
I'm gonna show you room.
He gonna lay his clothes out at night. Like, this a big fat Friday. I'm going to be there.
That's what I want to do, man. I be want to. The nigga be needing to, this shit be needing to be heard, man.
Cause yeah,
be
real shit. It,
it be raw shit. This ain't like, no scripted or, you know what I'm saying, made up dress. Nah, we got to give them that raw shit. Mm-hmm. That what they, and this really what they really need, the raw shit.
Exactly. Because
they so caught up on the fake shit and all the smoke in the mirror. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Facts.
They need that shit,
in
man.
The mirror.
You see what I'm saying?
I got to use that. Let me write that down. I got to use it.
Yeah, man. That shit.
No, Jersey is very intelligent. He intelligent, like, for sure. Like, I sit there and just be hearing him, and he just be going off, but he mean it, too. He mean everything he say.
What make you slow up on, like, because at one point, you were dropping them motherfuckers every other week, you know what I'm saying? What make you slow up on that shit?
The income not coming.
Not the music. I'm talking about like how you were getting the game, giving them jewels and shit.
Oh, what made me slow up on it?
Yeah.
I be wondering that too, man. Cause I don't want to make my pay because I'm still an artist. You know what I'm saying? But I don't just be wanting to. And I found my page just full of that. But that's a gift. And they get more. They get more views than anything. Mm-hmm. More comments. They engage with that more than anything.
That's a gift.
And that just be raw shit. But then, like, I just be feeling certain ways. Then when I see they on and shit, I just be like, damn. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what make me slow up. I don't know. I got so much to say.
Well, we gonna get it out you.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It might not need to be on the Friday. Yeah, shit. It might not be for the gram. It might need for another platform. Mm-hmm.
Nah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, because you may goddamn put some shit out and just think you just saying some shit or a vent, but that shit could change a nigga life, bro.
For real. Mm-hmm.
Certain shit, niggas be in my DM telling me certain shit that I could be really going through saying some shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really sneak this in my wife, and nigga be like, bro, you know what? I felt that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because niggas be going through the same shit that another nigga going through. You know what I'm saying?
That shit just, you know, it just be raw shit that needed. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say I got it. Well, I know what's right and know what, but I know it's wrong too.
You know how you feel.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of niggas feel how you feel.
Yeah. And I ain't got the platform to say it, so I might just need to say it more for the niggas who can't.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. You can't be heard.
And then now people not only buying to your music, they buying it to you.
Yeah. To you. That's
bigger than the music.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
And that's why niggas still got respect right now. Cause me. It ain't music, it's the nigga.
Yeah, nah, it's for sure.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Just on some real shit.
They say they need answers. About what? Big fat.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually in person and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Cass, what's your thoughts on the whole abortion shit that happened in the laws?
Man, that shit weak. That's weak. I just feel like, man, I don't like it. I don't even want to get
hear that baby
weak.
In the background, though.
I don't like that. Because I feel like, you know, you never know nobody, a person's situation for you to right. just tell them they can't go. And fuck that. I just pray it don't happen. That's all I'm going to say. Because women don't have a... It's like they really just trying to take everything away from women. And, you know, black men, it's like they just want us to be there. And you do what I say you do. Like, you can't have a voice. You can't have an opinion. You can't get an abortion. You can't... I don't like that shit.
Well, stuff like, happen we don't like, though. Like, let's say that. Let's say George Floyd. Don't we collectively maybe think that if we don't do nothing about it, ain't nothing going to change?
Yeah,
and I don't mean, like... some people... Unpopular opinion, I get marching, you know what I'm saying? People want to march and protest and stuff like that. But if you like, if everybody in here gets disrespected by someone, right, mm-hmm. and you don't do shit about it, you don't get disrespected
don't keep
again.
Disrespect.
But what could you do about it?
I don't know. I don't have that answer.
You know, like you can sit there like, what do we do to stop this? All you can think is march.
Now, when a certain group of people didn't like some shit that was going on, they went up to Washington, D.C. and expressed the fact that they didn't like shit was going on.
Who you feel Trump?
Yeah.
Trump,
yeah.
But it's just, but see.
I ain't saying do that. That's not what I'm kicking.
Saying. But what I'm saying is with that certain group of people, that certain group of people have a certain kind of privilege that we don't have.
Yeah, so it's like us as people, what do we do?
So if we had that privilege
in the 60s when we was getting sprayed down and bit by dogs and all that shit, we was just standing
niggas ain't trying
shit.
To get sprayed and get bit.
I'm just saying.
No. Niggas ain't trying to do that. It's a different day and time.
It's going
to
be a mass murder. Oh, God. But it's just like, even like how you were saying, like with the abortion shit or whatever, It's just so fucked up because it's like the government is so preoccupied with so many other like non-important minuscule things that them trying to like make a statement with this and make a big deal out of this to take this away because this is something that gives, I guess, like a certain group of people, like you said, the right to be able to decide and to choose. It's like I feel like they were using this to try to prove a point because of the way that the House is structured when this was voted in 50 years ago, or, you know what I'm saying, however long. So it's like
a distraction too.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like, it's just fucked up because it's just like, it's so many other things that need to be corrected and need to be fixed till this should have been the least of their worries. And if they were real people with real mm-hmm. feelings and real emotions and real understanding mm-hmm. about the real purpose of this bill and the real meaning behind it and why it even came into effect in the first place, they would understand how exceptionally ludicrous it would be to even mm-hmm. think about taking this right away mm-hmm. from this certain group of people. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That shit just kind of pissed me off. Like,
that's why I couldn't even say much. That shit made me so mad. Because what? But you know one thing about black people, they gonna figure that shit out.
Man, they gonna have plan B for the low round, them motherfuckers. Like, man,
they got a plan
scamming.
A, I got a plan B, and I got a plan C. Which
yeah,
one?
And then shout out to all the companies and the corporations.
And you got niggas who doing them, man. Come on, man. All these girls who know how to do their post-op surgery shit, think they ain't gonna know how to do abortion?
Next thing you know, they gonna have a line in somebody's basement. I'm gonna be so ass.
Man, what else, though? It's a way around everything. So the doctors, so what you think them doctors who do abortion, where they gonna go? Right. You think they ain't gonna still be practicing?
Because they know how to do it. The money's still there. Because you gotta think, they about to stop making money.
All them tables and everything, all the utensils finna go
to. They about to stop making money. So they about to figure out, okay, let these people know. I'm making money down here.
A lot of clinics and shit, too.
And it's a lot of, they got the pill, too. You just take, not the plan B, they got abortion pill, right?
Right, yeah. And not only are you taking away our rights, you're taking away other people's jobs.
What you mean?
Like, if you're over 150 pounds or, like, 100 and something pounds, that shit, it doesn't, it's not strong enough to, like.
Who said that, Jay? Probably.
Okay.
Take two.
Probably
for Jeffrey to
say that. Double up.
I just
yeah,
feel
y'all
like.
Man, niggas ain't wearing no condoms.
They took away the
right. Stop that shit out of there, man. I'm just being real.
They took away the
somebody
right.
Somebody wearing some
they took away other people's job, and now those people don't have a girl. Job. Going to have a job under the table.
So these yes. ain't wearing condoms with not that girl.
They giving who life?
They giving a doctor's life if they get caught giving somebody an abortion. They get $100.
I heard that
too.
How
many people take a risk?
I heard that too.
Every day? Huh. Yeah, people take risks every day. You don't think some people going to still try? I think so.
Yeah. Because it's like now that the abortions are legal, it's going to be like a black market situation. So the price of the abortion is going to go up. So niggas are finna go get that money.
Yeah, and who telling?
It's about supply and demand at this
point.
How
you know I had an abortion? Who telling?
Right.
That's true, too. They really are trying to, white people are becoming extinct because so many mixed babies and stuff. So the abortion laws to stop white people from having abortions is not really a black and brown problem. It's to stop white people from having abortions because in the next 10 to 20 years, it's not going to be a lot of white people. They're becoming extinct because of mixed families.
Okay.
So they're trying to stop white people from having abortions. So they can bring the white population back up. So
this shit's so crazy.
Don't fact, though, because you stick your black dick in anything,
and
that baby black.
You see who made that decision? A white man.
Sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's about white people, it's not about
it.
So.
Oh, that, you know what? Damn, I ain't even know.
It's a shortage on them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but it's a lot of stand up. Shout out to all the companies and stuff that are standing up and like providing abortion assistance to their employees that have to travel to other states and go other places to get abortions.
Like that's a stand up for failure. If you come back home, you still can't face an offense. And it's illegal
what you
in
mean?
Your state. If it's illegal in your state, then how you can't come back
but
home?
But shit, if you go get the abortion, when you come back home, that baby is gone. You can't.
Yeah, you didn't commit a crime in that state, though. You didn't commit a crime in that state. You.
Right.
I seen some shit this like morning the on the news.
Once you go over there, it's done. Yeah. There's nothing you can do.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
The Carroll County lady says she is not holding nobody accountable for their health issues.
Oh, you talking about like with that?
But that's
this morning, the lady in the she's at the Carroll County said she would not be prosecuting anybody because of spending their money on somebody else's health issues. That's what she said. So I say, yeah, damn right.
In the Carroll County?
Yeah. That was on New Day Morning, the lady in the cab account.
Shit, if them folks change them laws, she gonna lose her job.
Yeah, she out of there.
That's how it go. These folks got
I think it's fucked up, but we living in a fucked up world.
Yeah, just all the way around.
Everything
all together,
is
yeah.
What
like,
do we do, though? Niggas just gotta live life.
I was just trying to say that.
Live
life, stay in your bubble, man. Let's go back to everything else, trying to change shit with everything else, the way the world live.
And just
you find yourself fucked up trying to do all that when you just stay in your bubble and enjoy yours.
Yeah,
you gotta enjoy this shit while you're here.
Shit crazy, cause
they definitely killed all the niggas who tried to goddamn.
Man, what? No, they did. Mm.
Yeah.
Last thing we'll talk about, what about like conflict resolution? When you look up on the news and see people getting killed because there was not enough mayonnaise on the sandwich. And
that was,
just
yeah, that shit was
a lot
fucked
of just
up.
Weird,
that's crazy
stuff.
Fucked up. Yeah.
How y'all think people could just resolve their conflicts? Because we all get mad. We've all been to the point, right?
But that wasn't even a conflict, though. That was like, that was some bullshit.
Probably
like,
some mental health shit. That's what I think.
That shit was.
Or maybe some other
lame shit. Some pussy shit.
No, it's the worst. Yeah. It's the worst. But how you think, like, young boys and young girls should solve their conflicts? And this could be as simple as, like, social media.
If more people stop, I mean, if more folks, you know what I'm saying?
The 10-minute rule.
Put that shit to the side.
I got a 72-hour rule.
I do, too. I do, too. Mm. But in the heat of the moment of most situations,
even in the heat of the moment, Tracy said, I just sit down and I just be like, even when a storm going, I'm like that tree that just stands still. Like, hold on. Like, let me just figure this out, get my mind right. I think people just impulsively, they think with their impulse, like, they just go. Mm-hmm. And I be like, nah, stop, bae, stop. Because Tracy was one of the people. Mm-hmm. But he's learning how to just like, nah, see, I'm glad I waited it out. Because now he wouldn't call him and go off right quick. Now he like, nah, it ain't even worth it. I think that people should give themselves some time to think and make sure that you react how you need to react.
For sure.
I don't think you should just react.
Is that hard? Is that hard if everybody got a gun on their hip?
Well, you know what?
Yeah, because everybody got the biggest
everybody
nuts
different.
When they got the
pistol. Everybody's different, you know, because I ain't going to sit up here acting like I'm goody two shoes, but shit, I be chilling. Mm. Until, like, if you put your hands on me, that's different.
Yeah, that's different.
But, like, when something going on, it's like you kind of got to give yourself some time to think, like, is it worth, what am I risking? What's going to happen?
There you go.
And
what
then,
I'm risking.
All right, bam. Okay, I'm about to make the decision. And I'm okay when I'm behind bars because I made my decision off
I'm ready
clear
to lay
mind.
Down.
Not off a mad mind, not off an emotional mind. It was a clear mind. That's all I can say. I think everybody should get themselves some time to think.
No facts, Queen.
Yeah.
No facts.
Biggest facts, biggest facts. Any game, any motivation for the people, the fans, the young people out there from Cash Doll and Tracy T, everybody's favorite couple?
What we want to tell them, babe?
What, just period in life?
Yeah.
You know what? And it's my favorite thing to say. But, like, I believe in manifestation. And I you know, what you feed will grow. And starve negativity, feed positivity, because what you feed will grow. Mm-hmm. And pay attention to things that you like more than what you don't like. I feel like people pay so much attention to things that they don't like, and they manifest it, and they're giving it light. They're giving it the thought. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to the good, because what if it all work out? Pay attention to that and not just, oh, what if it don't, and oh, my life is over, because that's what you're giving life to. That's all I got to say. Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Received.
Yes.
Right. God damn sure put all the negative, my energy into the negative.
The overthinking.
I'm just being real.
We're trying to get bank on meditation
my
so
man
you can stop
crazy
overthinking.
Like, you know what? Y'all cool.
Niggas do like, niggas PTSD deals,
man. Is that what it is?
Y'all be.
That might be what it is.
Nah, that's what it is.
For sure. I feel it though. You be mad though.
She like,
babe,
you finna talk. And I'm coming at him with the evil eye out the rip. Home up to something. It's some book. Well, really? Why can't come in like home on some good shit?
Yeah.
Right.
He got the good shit going on. I'm coming at him. Nah, he on some fuck shit. Let me see what's happening.
Mm-hmm. But it's balanced, though, because I be thinking so good, and shit, motherfucker be fucked up, and he be like, nah, bae. Hell nah. And he be right sometimes. So I be like, hell yeah. I'm glad I got his ear, too, because then I be like, I be on my shit like, nah, you know. Motherfucker want to come over your house. And no, all right, yeah, babe, you right. Fuck that. That bitch trying to be my friend, babe. Like, no, I peeped her, babe. She trying to come over here.
Right.
Take us home with some words, Tracy.
Huh?
Take us home with some words.
Man.
Get you some money. What to do with the money.
No, you know the word.
I'm in the school.
Nah, for real, though. Man, like I said, yeah, that's it right there. Get you some money, know what to do with it, man. You know what I'm saying? Know what you want to do. Get you a plan, man. You know what I'm saying? But you can have a plan. One thing about it, you can have a plan and no money, right? And you trying to work the plan, but you get the money. Shit, money open up all kind of shit. So get you some money, and then you can figure out what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Know what you want to do, because...
What I tell young Trace?
Yeah, if you could talk to yourself. Like, when you first finna jump out the pool, what you would have told yourself?
Man, to be for real, I don't regret none of that shit, man.
I ain't saying regret. I'm saying like what you gave, what kind of game you gave yourself.
Okay, what game I would gave myself back then. I wouldn't trust to so many people. You know what I'm saying? Don't trust too many people. Cause the trust, it kind of went goddamn. Yeah, and it's fucked up because you gotta trust people in the world. But the trust, it went kind of. You really fucking with a motherfucker and trusting them. That would spark a lot of the wrong shit. Just seeing how other people play it. So me putting my heart into something, and then me not getting that in return, it kind of turned me sour to motherfuckers. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When motherfucker crossed me when I was young, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It kind of made me feel a certain way toward people. You feel me?
Right.
So now it's like I just would have been more focused on my bubble instead of trying to have so much going on with so many people.
Yeah.
In the mix with it, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you feel like you can't let yourself be vulnerable in no situation besides little baby, your kids, and your girl.
Your family, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you'll be surprised. You'll have a certain love for certain motherfuckers.
Yeah,
and the whole time, they trying to take from you or
bring you down.
Take everything you got, or you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with building something from around, like, because it's just, you know, you got to catch up with your kind, man.
It
be fucked up when you think everybody your kind when it ain't. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You got to just catch up with your kind and know who.
Mm.
And it's hard to know who and everybody mask, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
hard to sure. know, so you know what I'm saying?
Stay prayed up.
Just stay prayed
keep
up.
Keep them motherfuckers from around you.
Boom. Fuck with your fam, man. And, you know what I'm saying? I judge a nigga off his resume, man.
Thanks. Big shouts out to Cash Doll and Tracy T pulling up on Big Facts.
Yeah.
Shouts out to the folks at Chorus Life for rocking with us too on this episode of Big Facts.
Give him your email, right? Okay.
The champion sound, man.
In. We locked in.
Yeah, let me tell Cash Brats, I'm coming with some music. I just got done filming. It's about to go down. I'm coming. I'm coming.
What you call him, Cash Brats?
Cash Brats. That's
hard.
They've been in my DM like, oh, so it's fuck us since Cashton and BMF.
Oh,
it's fuck us.
No.
So
oh,
I'm coming,
my God.
Y'all. I'm coming.
Yeah, man. She coming.
Yeah.
She coming. She done motivated me to come. Like, she got me coming, y'all.
And we coming.
We come, motherfucker, coming.
Yeah.
200,000 to show, 200,000 to show,
yeah,
put
you know
it together.
We coming home with a half an M.
We
time.
Did that.
Hey,
yeah.
Like, take out the M and put a W on that. Ain't a me, it's a we thing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Y'all, he will go. He will.
Hey, but believe this or not, they about to bet, like, man, this to everybody, man, get you a partner, man, because that shit help when you got a partner, man.
Mm-hmm. Not if it's the right one.
But everybody, you know in your heart who the fuck. Well, I can't say you know who.
And not a leech either.
You gotta get the right one. You gotta get the right one to balance you out.
You good partner balance you out, man. Get you, find somebody who got down. A lot of niggas need it, not a female need it, man.
Find you somebody that you can come tell the world about this shit like Tracy do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I ain't never spoke on like she
never.
Said. She ain't never did that. I ain't never did that.
Real
that 1 hour while we moved.
Yeah.
Man, that crazy. We boom and this shit for real. Like, yo.
Yeah.
And real people.
What I gotta say to these women, stop dating for money. Please, because first off, it's like it's becoming a cycle where all they want is money. When you can't find love and you don't find this vulnerable thing about yourself that you give someone and y'all build this. You can't do that with somebody that you don't genuinely love. Mm-hmm. Stop dating for money.
That's hard.
Make your own money so you can date who is best for you.
Mm-hmm.
Stop that shit. That shit's irritating. That.
Choose who you want.
Choose who you want and build to be happy because now you have somebody you want. You don't have a nigga that you got
to
go home
that you're obligated
that you can't.
To.
You obligated because you need it and as soon as y'all done, he taking all that shit. Date a nigga. But date a nigga that you want and you like and you outside of
because
love.
You have
y'all get the world again.
First.
Y'all get the world
y'all
together.
Figure the rest
you got
out.
The right
because
shit. Y'all
now
get
now it's like this. Yeah. When you go home, you happy. You not. You ain't dragging your feet walking in the crib like, man, this nigga about to try to fuck me, bro. I don't feel like it. Irritating. No, bro.
Man, like a nigga told me, man. 50 said it. 50 say, shit. Okay, the girl wants you for the money. But that you give her and buy everything she want, how you gonna keep her happy? Mm. She got everything now. Mm. So now how she gonna smile?
Yeah.
Damn.
I say, damn. I say, now that's some real shit. What she got? How she gonna stay happy now?
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She got everything now. You can't do shit for her. She don't fuck with you. Right. She fought with the money.
Yeah.
She don't fought with you, so she ain't happy, man. You know, so, yeah.
Damn.
Appreciate y'all pulling up on our game.
Nah, for sure, man. But Big Facts dropping, man. Bank Screen J, man. I love y'all, man.
We love you, man.
Big shout out to Coors Light once again. www.bigfactspod.com.
Salute.
Salute.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.